It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis with Kimberly Wirtz with some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. State legislative Republicans share their vision for the future.
Senator Chris Gildon gave the Republican response to the governor's State of the State speech.
There are those who seek to divide us along any of our discernible differences. We believe the time for divisionary politics is over. It's now time for all Washingtonians to come together in common purpose around the policies that unite us.
Senate Republican leader John Braun says they have three priorities.
Restore public safety around our state and undo some of the things that we got wrong during last session, we the legislature. Return affordability, just buying food or gas or housing or heating your house has become difficult for many. The last thing we need to do is work very hard on rebuilding trust.
House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox says there's need for balance.
Need to have majorities in a governor that listens to the press, listens to the populace, and listens to the minority party. Fundamentally, we're all here to keep them who are in charge from making mistakes. And when they don't listen, they make mistakes.
State Senate Republicans step forward with a sweeping proposal for tax relief. Senate Republican budget lead Linda Wilson says they want to reduce homeowner property and manufacturer business taxes, prevent a state income tax, and repeal a new payroll tax.
The cost of everything is going up, including heat, food, and gas. Everything's at a 40-year high, so what better time to give them some of their own money back and do this in tax relief?
Wilson says the Tax Relief and Reform Act of 2022 is affordable because state government has a surplus of more than $10 billion.
We can afford to do this and many other things we have to look at. K-12 education, public safety, and homelessness and mental health. All of those can be also included in the budget, but we can still afford to do all of these things in this bill.
Wilson says a recent statewide poll shows people in Washington are worried most about the economy, but top state Democrats seem reluctant to offer tax relief. She says she hopes that changes. The cost of nearly everything is going up. Inflation in Washington is at 7.6%, surpassing the national average. State legislative Republicans are doing something about it. Senate Republican leader John Braun.
We're focused on returning affordability to the state of Washington and around the state, whether it's food or gas or housing or heating your house. The prices for everything have gone up.
Returning affordability is one of the Republicans' top priorities for Washington in 2022.
We have a lot of increased prices around the state, and in large part because of policies put in place by the current majority. And so we're doing everything from how do we help reduce costs on food and gas to tax reductions to repealing the long-term care tax.
Braun and House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox say the legislature has a large budget surplus and an opportunity to help those who need it the most. The Republican leaders say the governor's stance that tax relief is unsustainable is wrong. They say not only is it sustainable, it's also deserved. A former White House staffer and congressional intern is the new state senator in the 42nd legislative district.
Republican Simon Sefcik of Ferndale replaces the late Senator Doug Erickson. He says people can make a difference.
People who care for their country and their community can improve it in incredible ways.
And he says those are the kind of people Olympia needs.
People that believe in our capacity and our ability to come together, to work together.
His top priority is something on the minds of many Whatcom County residents.
Flooding relief. We need to make sure that those that need help right now can get the help.
The area has experienced historic flooding. The Whatcom County Council appointed the 22-year-old from names forwarded by the Whatcom County Republican Party.
Restoring public safety by helping communities hire law enforcement officers is the aim of a bill in Olympia. An exodus of officers is weakening public safety across Washington. Senator Jeff Holley's legislation aims to reverse this dangerous and disturbing trend.
We have had a mass exodus of police officers due to some poorly crafted legislation over the last couple of years here that has caused a large number of officers with substantial experience, skill sets, expertise, and education to leave the departments.
The Cheney Republicans' measure would provide cities and counties with more funding to hire officers.
The smaller departments for the last couple of decades here have actually had to contribute a large part of the cost of the academy. We're going back to, with this bill, going back to the state actually providing the total cost of the academy.
Holley, a retired police officer, is the senator with the most experience in law enforcement. A way to help school districts address critical maintenance needs just passed in the state Senate. Senator Mark Schessler's bill allows school districts to create a savings account to pay for maintenance.
I think it's much better than letting buildings go too long and making even more expensive repairs or having to run a bond issue when good maintenance would have prevented it.
The Ritzville Republicans' legislation now returns to the House House, where it died last year.
Opponents of the bill would rather make it easier to raise your taxes. Let's have simple majority bonds. I'd say, well, no. Instead of bonding property taxes, let's save a little bit up for a rainy day on a voluntary basis.
The measure was approved by large margins in the Senate this year and last. The state should stop charging people who drive to Washington state parks, according to a state senator.
Senator Linda Wilson's bill would eliminate the annual $30 Discover Pass and the $10 single day fee.
In light of what we've experienced in the last near 2 years with this pandemic and understanding how very important good health is, it seems that we should be making it easier, not harder, for people to get and stay healthy.
The Vancouver Republicans' legislation has bipartisan support. It was the subject of a hearing before the Senate Parks Committee.
Getting outside and breathing fresh air and taking a hike or planning a picnic or playing a game of frisbee golf or things like that. Many people don't have access to large areas to be able to do these fun things that state parks can give them.
Wilson says visits to state parks are down about 7 million a year since the Discover Pass requirement became law. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
And I'm Tracy Ellis. Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WasSenRepublicans. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.